unveiling. That's our central task. So good morning again, gracious ones.
Good morning.
And the rest of y'all too. And welcome to the Sedona Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I am the Reverend Anthony Umtuaswa Johnson. It is my pleasure and honor to share this space with you this morning. As always, I stand on the shoulders of those who come before me, even though you cannot or may not be able to see them. I am never alone. It's a beautiful morning here as we recognize and honor this sacred land that we stand upon, the land of the Apache people, the Navajo, Dene people, the Hopi people, and the Yavapai people. My appreciation for this living tradition / faith is based in the adopted and adapted principles from the Unitarian Church of Dublin. It resonates in my heart and soul because they say, you see, in this place, we do not ask what you believe. We don't even ask you about how you feeling about beliefs and stuff like that. And is the audacity, we don't think you have to think the way we do. But we are you, so you know we do ask something. We ask that you try to live a kindly and a helpful life with the dignity proper to that of a human being. So welcome all who believe that religion is wider than any sect and deeper, much deeper than any set of opinions, including my own. So welcome all, because here we are hopeful and dedicated to the idea that you will find in this fellowship friendship, strength, and encouragement for daily living. As I like to say, things you can use. Otherwise, we say, it don't mean a thing.
If it ain't got that swing,
so be it. So today, beloveds, we gather to reflect upon a word that's kind of become a battle cry and a target. And that word is woke. A call to awareness, and it's a lightning rod of, shall we say, controversy. Now, a little bit of history. At one time, woke was a term used within the black community to signal social and political awareness. One of many of the words and phrases and idioms from my culture that have been segued into the mainstream world. This particular term has been weaponized in recent years to ridicule and to dismiss those who strive for justice. Beacons, if I will, like ourselves. But here in this space, we reclaim it. We affirm it. We stand unapologetically awoke. I am woke and proud. So proud to be awoke. You see, woke is to be awake. To recognize the injustices of our world, to listen deeply, and to act with intention. It is not a slur, not an insult. How about you try it on as an invitation to consciousness? The Buddha said, Jesus said, all the old prophets and sages of old, were they not awake to the suffering around them? The suffering of the people? Did they not call for justice? For mercy? Did they not call for love? Yet somehow in our time, those who stand for racial equity, environmental justice, LGBTQ plus rights, and the dignity of all people are often mocked under the banner of something called wokeness. Why? Because you see, being woke challenges the status quo, calls out complacency, demands accountability. Demands accountability. Now, I looked it up in Webster to get the official definition of woke for my anecdote and antidote people out there. But they say it's chiefly a U.S. slang. And they define the word as, quote, aware of and actively attentive to important facts and issues, especially issues of racial and social justice, end quote. Now, woke nowadays refers to being aware, well-informed, in a kind of a political or cultural sense, if you will, especially this other term I love, around marginalized communities. That's kind of a new version of, in my skull, of oppressed. Kind of like marginalized, a little softer. It describes someone who has woken up to issues of social injustice. Webster goes on to say, stay woke. And that was another phrase. I remember that coming up. You'd say bye-bye if you see your folks and y'all be with you. Stay woke. That used to be our bye-bye. Stay woke. Stay woke. Don't let them love, but stay woke. Stay woke became a watchword in parts of the black community for those who were self-aware, who were questioning the dominant paradigm. Those of us who always had the audacity to question the dominant paradigm. Always looking for what? Something better. Just always striving for something better. The earliest usage of woke in this politically aware sense, I traced it back to 1962 in New York City. I'm just back from New York City, by the way. My daughter lives there. I love New York so much, I brought some of it back with me. So if it sounds like I got a cold, that's why. I got Brooklyn in me. It just stayed in there. Won't go away. But it was a New York Times article written by William Melvin Kelly, entitled, If You're Woke, You Dig It. If You're Woke, You Dig It. The article described the appropriation of African-American vernacular English by white beatniks. Oh, yeah, it's been going on for a good little while. You know, give me five and a high five. I'm going to do a whole thing on that appropriation one of these days, but not today. Additionally, in 1971, there was a play called Garvey Lives, written by Barry Beckham, and it reads this. He said, I've been sleeping all my life. And now that Mr. Garvey done woke me up, I'm going to stay woke. And I'm going to help him wake up other black folk, referring to the movement of Marcus Garvey. Mr. Garvey done woke me up. Stay woke. For the young folks, Erykah Badu in 2008, the master teacher, she also featured the phrase, I stay woke, which helped popularize the word in 2012. Some of you remember the Russian feminist group, Pussy Riot? Yeah. They were put in prison for protesting, intended to shine a light on the oppression of women, Erykah Badu tweeted, quote, truth requires no belief. Stay woke. Stay woke. So the use of the word reached mainstream vernacular when the Black Lives Matter movement used the hashtag stay woke following the murder of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014. The word woke became entwined with BLM, Black Lives Matter movement, instead of just being a word that signaled awareness, a little more than just awareness of injustice, it became a word of action. Activists were woke. Activists called to others to stay woke. Now, unlike other four-letter words, woke is not an acronym. It doesn't stand for we, oh, kindred elements. No, it's just woke. It's just woke. Unitarian Universalism calls us to be aware. In fact, our very first principle, recognizing the inherent worth and dignity of everyone, or as I like to say, the inherent dignity and worth of everybody. Everybody. Is a call to wokeness. Our second principle, justice, equity, and compassion in human relations, doesn't say in some human relations, but it demands that we stay woke. And our seventh principle, that interdependent web of life, the web of all existence, compels us to wake up. To wake up to our reality, we're not alone. Whereas the native folks on Turtle Island say, no, we are two-legged people. There are the winged people and the four-legged people and the tree people, the cloud people. We're all in this together. Compels us to wake up to our shared responsibility for this planet and for one another. So being awoke is just not about, you know, awareness. Tis about action. We must move beyond words and into deeds. So how can we embody wokeness in our daily lives? Number one, by listening. By listening to those voices, I'm gonna use that current word, to marginalized voices and uplifting their stories. Number two, by confronting our own biases and privileges. My favorite, because I love doing work out there, but I know where the real work is. It's an inside job. Won't y'all forget, all this work begins at the flat. Nothing wrong, I'm all for marching and writing checks and doing stuff, great. But understand where it really begins. Also, we can, number three, engage in acts of justice, whether through advocacy, protest, or community support. And we can foster spaces of learning. Spaces of sharing, dare I say, like this one, where ignorance is met, not with shame. Here's my blame gun. Here's my shame pistol. I'm from the south side of Chicago. They might come in handy sometimes, so I'm just going to put them in the holster for now. But if you put your shame away and put the blame away, what might be left? What might be left? How about some love, huh? Ignorance is not met with shame, but with love and the opportunity to grow. You can teach me something. And dare say I have something to teach you. The Reverend Dr. MLK, he warned us of something he called the appalling silence of the good people. The appalling silence of good people. I dare say everybody here qualifies as a good people. He said, silence, he said, is complicity. Silence is complicity. So I offer, let us speak. Let us act. Let us embrace being woke. And as a burden, not as a burden. How about a sacred duty? Being woke is about love. Being woke is about seeing the suffering of our siblings and refusing to look away. Being woke is about rejecting ignorance and embracing truth and committing to that long, long, long hard work of justice. This ain't no sprint, y'all. Not this one. Speaking of history, share a little history. Back in February of 1870, the 15th Amendment was passed and prohibited states from disenfranchising voters like myself. But the exciting thing for me as I reflect on that time was the election of our first black senator from my home state, good old state of Mississippi. Can I get a hand for Mississippi? I like it. Yeah, Hiram Rose Revel. Yeah, he took that oath. They gave him a nickname. Wendell Phillips gave him a nickname. He called him the 15th Amendment in flesh and blood. I say that because in 1870, imagine if we had been some form of fair elections instead of black folks not being able to vote from 1870 to 1965. To 1965. And there's rumblings about that Civil Rights Act even as we speak. But shut down 1870 to 1965. We might have had a senator or two. There have been 2,000 senators over that time. We've had 12 who look like me. So I just thought I'd share that little bit of history as we continue our journey. So when they call you woke, please say thank you. I wear it with honor because to be woke is to be aware of my history, to be aware of our history, to be committed to a better future. Because to be woke is to be alive to the possibilities of a better world. And that, my friends, is a cause worth standing for. So say it loud. We're woke and we're proud.
We're woke and we're proud.
Say it loud. We're woke and we're proud. So may we all be woke and proud. And may it be so. Amen. Blessed be. Ashe. And if you would join me, I'd appreciate it. A moment of silence in case the devil is listening.